That sounds good, Gary. Great choice. Lighthearted. Toe-tapping. You gotta love it.
That's for Jay Harper. The song's called The Seashores of Old Mexico.
All right. Let that melody, let that tune just saturate your heart with good feelings. Let it float through the air, out your windows, over to your neighbor's yard. Touch them with kindness. Touch them with a little rosy on the house. Let's go to Ed, who's called in.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. If you'd like to join the conversation when the auto attendant answers, just hit number one to bypass the message. That'll put you straight into the studio. If you need to snap a picture, you can send that to email via email to info@rosieonthehouse.com or just a quick text to 411-923. But it is home improvement. We're not answering questions like, what time's the Bills game? What? Seriously, the last question we got asked on the text.
What time is the Saints game? That's what I want to know.
Well, Gary will answer that.
That's right. Okay. Well, I was giving statistics on what Rosie on the House has accomplished over the last 32 years. We are bringing Ed into the conversation, who now officially becomes our 12,001 answer we're giving over the air. Good morning, Ed.
My goodness. Well, that's a great honor to talk to you, Rosie, especially after all you've gone through. My God, you I was going to say, you and Mark Salem are both just resilient as heck.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man. Oh, that's scary. You know, if it happened to me, like it happened to Mark with a horse falling on me, I'd be like a dried up cow pasture patty out there in the desert somewhere. Both of you guys are so really, really, really resilient. No, I have an easy question and a hard question.
Okay, well, let's start with the easy one.
Okay. It's going to be my lecture then. Rosie, I can't believe at my age, I'm going to have to build another house because I ran out of room.
Okay.
I'm a hoarder.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing.
Okay. You need to stay tuned next hour. We're bringing in someone, Bridges Connor, getting organized with Bridges. She's going to be our guest next hour, so stay tuned. Okay, go on. You're building a house.
Oh, my God. Well, the reason why is I have properties, and when I redo something, I take furniture out or add things, and I take it to my house. I don't have the ability to do it again and go to Goodwill and drop it off. So here I am, look like a dumb hobo with all the stuff in my house. But the thing is, to build a new house now, what's your preference on the building? Is it going to be with a 2x6 with a good insulation, or you still like block and insulate the block and the stucco?
Oh, you're right. That is an easy question. Listen, just on January 5th, we did an article on what you need to know as a first-time Arizona home buyer. One of the very first things we mentioned is if you're going to buy a home in Arizona or build a home in Arizona, if you build it out of masonry, you are going to have the freedom in the future to get around and see our great state. You build the home out of silly sticks and stucco, and you are going to be spending a lot of time maintaining your home. Hands down, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, masonry is the way to go, period.
Gotcha.
Okay, so that's the easy question. What's the hard question?
Yeah, because the reason why I was really curious about the masonry is I have this design I have in mind has a lot of the arches and things like that, kind of like a Southwest contemporary.
Okay.
With a little bit of Mediterranean. So anyway, a lot of arches. So that's why I say it's going to be a little bit tougher to build for that reason. It's not just a square home with a simple square windows, things like that. But, you know.
Hey,
okay, I'll take that.
What you got to remember is if you study building history, all the first arches were masonry.
I was going to say, picture the Roman cathedral.
Oh, sure.
It's easier to build a long-standing arch in masonry than it is to build a long-standing arch in anything else. So just know that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. What you did, I'm going to stay with that, too. Now, here's a hard question. I had a property, and I let go on the backyard. We had so many birds and things like that. It was poking through the grass. I let everything die, And we've had such a lousy summer when it came to any appropriation of weeds. But they're there. They're waiting for that first rain to just germinate to come on up. How do I do I have to physically get the top layer from the seed out of there?
No. We mentioned earlier, call my friend Ray Lopez at Scottsdale Weed Control if you're in the Maricopa County area. What you're going to want to do with those big thorn ground-crawling stickers, the bullhead thorns, is you're going to want to spray pre-emergent before the seeds actually germinate. You can put a chemical barrier down in the topsoil that will keep anything from growing. That will stop the burrs. And then you give it 6 months, and then you go in there and you plant what you want. No, you don't have to put up with those. You can conquer them. This isn't an expensive treatment, and Ray Lopez at Scottsdale Weed Control would be the guy to do it. So appreciate the call. Appreciate the easy and the hard question. Actually, both of those were pretty darn easy.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We are going to bottom of the hour news, so we are not going to be able to get to our next call on the line, but it's a perfect opportunity to jump on. When we get back, we'll go straight through the calls, and we've got
Zoom rooms to classrooms. That's where we're going.